Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Dakota Fanning. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you're presenting the film Hello Apartment, part of the Miu Miu Women's Tales film. So, well, I guess the first question to ask would be, like, how would you introduce a film to a listener who may not be familiar with yet?
Well, it's... I directed this short film. It's my first time directing, and the film is inspired by my own experience of moving in to my first apartment in New York 7 years ago, and the kind of relationship that we have with our spaces, especially that first space that's our own, away from our family, and it's about... the way our memories are connected to space and what happens to the memories when you leave, and the marks that you leave behind, and kind of the cycle of spaces, you know? And so that's what I was inspired by. And that was the idea that I'd had. And it was such an amazing experience to get to collaborate with Miu Miu Women's Tales. I think I'm such an admirer of the project,
And this is your first directorial debut, let's say, right?
Yes.
Did you always imagine that you wanted to eventually direct movies?
I did. It's something I've always said when people would ask, you know, is there anything else you want to do other than acting? I always said that I wanted to be a director, just because I love the directors that I've worked with, and the relationship that I have with them has been so important to me. And so I wanted to kind of feel that on the flip side with an actor. And... that was another bonus of getting to of Hello Apartment, was the two main actors in it are two of my really good friends, Eve Hewson and Tom Sturridge, and so it was just it was a very collaborative experience. I couldn't have asked for a better first time experience.
Yeah, and it's actually really interesting that for your first kind of movie as a director, you pick the space of an apartment, home, as your subject.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you feel like it's, you know, it's great to have a place to go back to and just kind of relax? Are you particularly attached to the concept of home?
I am very attached to the concept of home. It's very interesting because, as I said, I was inspired by my own experience in my apartment.
Yeah.
And I just moved out 2 days ago after 7 years.
Wow.
And so it's poignant timing to be here for this movie that was inspired by kind of...
yeah.
You know, that place, and then leaving. I'm like living out the movie right now, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I wanted the apartment to be a character in the film.
Yeah.
And I also, logistically, I think for your first time to have as few locations as possible is probably a good idea. It was a very contained environment. There was a lot going on in the apartment, and the apartment was changing through time and getting redecorated constantly, but still it was our crew, cast and crew's little home for a couple of days.
Really? Yeah. And a happy one at that.
Yeah,
how do you make it a happy home basically?
God, I know. That was a pressure that I felt being a director. That was a surprise, or not really a surprise, but I just was overwhelmed by, you know, all of these people are there to bring your idea to life, and so I was almost like feeling like guilt over that, or so, you know what I mean? I was like,
sure.
You're happy, right? You want to be here. You've agreed to be here. Nobody's forcing anybody to be here that doesn't want to, you know? And I just had such a great group of people, but I definitely, as the day starts getting long and, you know, people have been there for a long time and they're tired, you do feel this pressure of like, oh no, like I don't want anybody to be mad or unhappy or upset and all of that. So that was something I felt, that you don't really feel that as an actor, you do have a responsibility to set a positive tone, I think, but the director really sets the ultimate tone of how everything's gonna run. And so I wanted it to be hardworking and professional, but definitely positive.
Yeah, so you are aware of like what other people feel, the cast and the crew, you know.
Yeah.
You always make sure that you know they're okay with everything.
I definitely
it sounds pretty difficult, you know.
Well, you can never make everyone happy, right? We know that in life, but I had a great time with the people that were there, and I hope they had a great time too.
What about actually the apartment itself? I mean, it looks pretty beautiful, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it wasn't a real apartment, actually. It was like these loft spaces that people use for photo shoots or for various things that we created a kind of apartment. We split it in half, so half of the loft was the behind-the-scenes area and half of it was this apartment. But it was so it looked so beautiful, and there were so many details, and I almost wish that I could have captured more of those details, you know, but because it looked so wonderful. And as I said, the apartment kind of goes through different phases, so it was getting redecorated and being changed around and to show the passing of time, and everyone just did such a great job. The production designer, named Sarah K. White, and she was so talented and kind of made the impossible possible.
That's fantastic. Just one more question. I'm just looking to see if they're shooing me away. Yeah. Just one more question, because the Miu Miu series is called Women's Tales, and I think it would be lovely to finish this interview with sort of just a very simple question. I mean, is there any woman in film right now? It doesn't have to be a filmmaker, but an actress, producer, mm-hmm. that you feel like she's an inspiration to you, but also that, you know, may deserve more fame or just to be acknowledged more?
Yeah, I think of, I mean, I am a fan of so many. The person that comes to mind is, the first time I came to the Venice Film Festival was for a movie that I did called Night Moves, and it was directed by Kelly Reichardt. And she is just brilliant, one of the most brilliant directors I've ever worked with. And I loved working with her so much, so I'll say her.
That's
Kelly.
Her, yeah. I love her. Okay, thank you very much
for
that. It was lovely to talk to you.
Nice talking to you too. Have a good day.
So thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.